brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Sanford and Son is now doing reruns at 2.
What about 3? What's on at 3?
I can't. Well, I don't know, but we can maybe make 3
a.m. I can come up with no reasonable argument against Sanford and Son.
Right. Right. No one's got a, not one of you guys has an impression. I'm looking at you, Justin.
Lamont, you big dummy.
No, I must read Fox.
I think we may have to move to.
I'm coming, Elizabeth. It's the big one. Hey, Rollo.
That's very good. Yeah. Rollo was the coolest.
Rollo was the coolest, man. He dressed cool. He got the cool hat.
Yeah.
God, I miss Red Fox.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that was some quality television in the 70s, kids.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Yeah, I'm looking for the spit bucket today. Can you help me find that?
Yeah, it's in this glass right here.
There's not a single spittable whiskey here.
That's what she said. Oh. Made Man Maury.
I'm having trouble keeping a straight face after Brent's last comment. Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good old boy, Justin.
Oh, good morning, Bob. It is great to be here, although I'll probably be sneaking a glance to Sanford and Son now and then. On the sly.
I can't argue that. And good old boy Harmeet.
Thank you, Bob.
You're a drunken lurch.
You got my Sanford.
Muscatel? I got you.
You got my Muscatel? You got my Muscatel, Bob?
Drunken lurch.
I got Fred Sanford, baby. I mean, Fred from the CERN show is good, but baby, yeah, I'm almost as good.
That's so good. I'm glad we have it on the board.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea and coffee and whiskeys and everything else that you can drink. So here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing this evening. We have the Yellowstone 2021 limited edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
I prefer to call it the 2021.
We have the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 5. From Rabbit Hole, we have the Race King Founders Collection Kentucky Straight Bourbon. We have the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, the Elijah Craig Bell Proof C921 release, the Old Fitzgerald Fall 2021 release, and lastly,
sounds better,
the King of Kentucky. Yes, it is that time again. This is show one of the fall release series.
So you're trying to say no spit bucket.
For the fall release series.
We are definitely ready. So let's have Justin tell us what about our sips ratings.
Well, today we're doing sips ratings because this whiskey made my day.
Oh, stop. That's just bad. Just do your normal voice, man.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, punk.
Ganga Bean, water.
Ganga Bean, drink water.
It's not getting any better.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood is about 90 years old. I'm pretty sure he's on his way over here to kick his rear end.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Yes, Bronco Billy.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's like if Clint Eastwood was merged with Rip Taylor and the Keebler elf from The Guy Who Lives in the Tree and Makes Cookies.
The new movie is Cry Macho. We should get money for this. Cry Macho.
That
Listen to our show,
off, Bob. Take off.
That's pretty bad. All right. Well, we're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey. So take it away.
Thanks, Bob. This first whiskey is Yellowstone 2021 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 101 proof, 50.5% ABV, and it's non-age stated. So the Limestone Branch Distillery was founded in 2011 by brothers Steve and Paul Beam.
Make him happy.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I know. So with a long history of distilling on both sides of their family, Beam and Dant, the brothers are seventh generation distillers. In 2015, they brought the Yellowstone brand back to the family. This year's limited edition offering is a blend of 7-year-old bourbon and 15-year-old bourbon. The 7-year-old bourbon was finished in Amarone wine casks.
Amarone
is an Italian red wine made with grapes that have been partially dried to concentrate the flavors in the grapes. So there's 7,500 3-bottle cases of this expression that be hitting the shelves.
And we've been lucky to review all but the very first release of the Yellowstone Limited. So
yeah. So color on this, it's a little bit on the lighter side.
It's brown.
I was right on the nose. You get a lot of those notes you really love with the caramel and the vanilla, but you get some. I get a lot of orange on it. And I get some little bit of chocolate.
Yeah,
and I get a little bit of chocolate on the end of it. But on the palate, this is where it really shines. The one thing I noticed right away is I got like a fig and a peppermint that just kind of like popped to me. And you go with the vanilla, you got your caramel, a little bit of tobacco and some dark cherries there, and a little bit of that chocolate as well. But overall, it's got a nice finish. I think this is one of their best expressions that they've had.
It's the best one we've tasted on the show.
It's the best one I've had. And I have a bottle of the first one too. This one is really well done. I mean, yes.
I noticed how you didn't share the first one with us here.
Well, yeah. That one I bought with my own money. You ain't getting out of that. This is definitely the best one I've had from them. I mean, and every year it, not anything against the past years, but every year it got better. And this one is definitely, you know, head and shoulders above everything they've done.
Brent mentioned the Amarone cask. It's Italian, Brent. This is America. That's Italian red wine.
Italian.
Anyway, so the Italian
If you're from Kentucky, it's Italian.
It's Italian. That's true. Well, then they do the raisinated grapes, but I didn't get a lot of that grapey.
No, they didn't overdo it.
I think that's good.
You mentioned figs later.
Yeah.
I think that it came out with air. When I first tasted this, it didn't taste. I didn't taste the Amarone, but with the air as it sits, it's really coming out.
I mean, how many times have we said this on the show? When you're doing a wine finished barrel, it's so easy to overdo it. Doing it just enough is the hard part, and most people can't do that. I think they did this one perfect. If they had done any more,
I agree. If anything, there's a little. It's better to be understated than overstated on the wine. It's hard to say if this was understated, but all you know is you give too much and it's too much. So I like the fact that they were cautious with it.
Yeah, it just elevates. It doesn't cover, and that's right. And how many times we always say Swiss cheese, you're filling in the holes. You're not trying to cover the cheese. You're kind of filling the holes. And I think this just shows what they're capable of doing there. I mean, they've done really well with this one. What do you think, Justin?
This changed huge with air and time. It started out like a tequila with a whiskey finish with a big lime start. And then after air got to it, maybe 30 minutes later, had this vibrating citrus note. Now, I haven't had the Resource Spirit, the Amarone.
Vibrating? This is a family show, sir.
Yeah, it's like a vibrating citrus note, like vibrato, like if you were singing. It was pretty good.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. I never heard him say that many words at once. What happened there?
What could I say at that? Let me think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's. I think he wants to say it's electric.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Electric Boogaloo, yeah. No, this was really well done. That was one of the notes I got in the nose. That lime, And it's just, yeah, and it's just very, very tip of the nose reggae.
Yes, exactly right.
You know, it's that
gotta look for it.
And it's not so much lime, like really like lime, Jolly Rancher lime. It's more of that sort of sharpness and that freshness that you get when you smell lime. Just
like
sort
a
of
jello
effect.
Lime.
Yeah. It's just more of effect than lime itself.
Okay. You guys have lost me with the lime thing. I got the orange and I got the chocolate and the vanilla and the citrus. And there's a mineral note.
Well, not everybody has as an educated palate as us.
Tequila. Yeah, you know. There was a mineral note at the beginning before that blew off. And with air, this just is, it becomes beautiful.
Yeah. It almost did have like
a, the sweet tobacco.
It almost did have like a añejo kind of twang to it.
Yep.
Again, Murica, añejo. We don't have añejos on our hands. The little accent mark.
Baby, we're in South Florida. We got añejos here. We got plenty. Añejos,
that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's, oh, the lady, the one of the tellers at my bank, her home office is in New Jersey, and her last name has an añejo in it, and they printed all like 5,000 cards for her without an añejo. I was like, that's just racist.
That's you ever bad. Think maybe they're just stupid and they can't spell?
They're from New Jersey. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize now to New Jersey. Are we banned?
I don't know. No, we want you to come to New Jersey, buddy. Don't you worry about it. We got something for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to Jersey to explain about how to spell. That's probably going to be a losing proposition.
All right. Fine. I enjoyed it. Good. Good. Good job, guys at Yellowstone. We have a rating, my friend Bobby Joe.
Well, I was trying to kill some time until the next commercial, but now you've screwed up. No. Thanks a lot. That's awesome.
Make the commercial earlier. That's
awesome. Thank you so much.
You got to talk to the people at NPR and Pacific Radio and all that.
You know, I mean, we could have just, you know,
how many
stretched
more radio
it
stations
out.
Are we on now, baby?
We could have maybe stretched it out to try to get to can't that and make it out. Sound natural, but no.
I missed that, the stretching signal.
You missed the cue.
Yeah.
But that's nothing new.
Well, that's because he doesn't pay attention to anybody but himself because he's special.
I asked my wife what she wanted, and she said women like attentive lovers, but I wasn't sure if she said that or attentive lovers.
She's still looking
lovers.
For one?
Attentive lovers? Was it a tent? I wasn't paying attention.
Well, we're going to rate the Yellowstone 4 sips.
That's classified.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are doing our first of the fall release series for 2020. We just finished talking about the Yellowstone 2021 limited edition. Gave it a well-deserved 4 sips. Really, really great whiskey. So we're going to go on to our next one. Let's have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bobby Joe. Our next whiskey is the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 5. 50% ABV or 100 proof for those of you who are mathematically challenged.
The Stop Remus making Repeal fun Reserve, of the people in Alabama.
It's hard to count to 100 with just your fingers and toes. I'm just saying.
In Alabama, it's easy to count to 22 with just your fingers and toes.
I'm married into an Alabama family.
Okay, 21 for her.
She's almost normal. Close. She married me.
There's two strikes.
That really makes it easier. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Prehensile tail. Yeah.
As you can tell, folks, this is a non-spitting show. The Remus Repeal Reserve is named after George Remus, the self-proclaimed king of the bootleggers and inspiration for the Great Gatsby. This year's edition is the fifth annual release in the series from the newly renamed Ross and Squibb Distillery, formerly known as MGP. Well, they're still kind of known as MGP. MGP is making some whiskeys, and Ross and Squibb will be making the Remus Repeal and other Remus.
It's like most big distilleries. They have about 9 different names, yeah.
Yeah, they're just avoiding taxes. That's what I think. Anyway, drawing from their vast reserves, this release is a blend of several bourbons from two different mash bills. It's made of 9% 2005 bourbon, which is 21% rye, and a 5% of 2006 bourbon, which is 36% rye, 19% 2006, 21% rye, 13% 2008 bourbon, which is 21% rye, and 54%, which is the majority here, of a 2008 bourbon that is 35% rye. So the majority here is a 13-year-old with a high rye mash bill.
Okay, okay, Justin, what were those numbers? And read them back to me right away.
1342, 6, hike.
Hike.
Okay, so riddle me this. You said that this is made up of two different mash bills, but you read off five different bourbon rye percentages.
Yes. So there's two different mash bills.
Doesn't that mean there's five different mash bills?
There's a high rye mash bill.
There's a 21% rye, and then there's a
36%
rye.
So two different mash bills.
You didn't pay attention, did you?
Five different whiskeys from two different mash bills, different ages. Get it through your thick head, Maury, just because you went to med school. Anyway.
I'm so confused by the percentages. Not,
if you buy, if you no, see no, a bottle no, no. in the wild,
that's where you it did it wrong.
The five whiskeys
he said he went to med school, not medical school, med school, oh, like yeah. Club Med. Club Med.
He couldn't afford the whole thing.
He spent a lot of time in Greece, you know.
Oh, no, he's not a proctologist. He's a urologist.
No, I'm talking about the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at the very least, there's a typo with the 35 and the 36%.
The bottle's over there, dude.
He's always got to find one. A problem, doesn't he? He always has to find a problem.
I'm just saying there's so many confusing
percentages. Two mash bills, high rye, 36%, low rye, 21%.
Yeah.
And the 35% is just 36, a stroke 36. Yeah. That Bob had.
Yeah. Yeah. God forbid.
What you can't expect a lawyer to type properly. That's okay. Why he has a secretary. He did this himself. Mm-hmm. Give him some credit.
Yeah. Here's an idea. Somebody else could type a script once in a while. Just saying. Okay. Moving on to Harm's review.
Thank you. All right. I want to say I love this whiskey first off, right? Just in case we get cut off.
It doesn't really love you back, but okay.
Yeah. The color is a deep copper, and the nose before they got some air was all about sweet cream, red berries, vanilla, and brown sugar. Let's smell this again now. It's been open for about a half an hour to more, 45 minutes. And I've had some water to this. The sweet cream is still there. The berries are still there. I'm getting a hint of tobacco now that wasn't there before. The palate, let's see. Rich mouth coating. A little bit hot at first, which is surprising for 100 proof whiskey. And I think maybe that heat is not the alcohol, but the spice from the rye. It starts creamy, then goes a little bit lean and nutty. The finish is long, long, long. And there's tobacco and like a walnut thing going on. I really enjoyed this. And I think I enjoyed this more than everybody else at this table. So screw you guys. I'm going home. I'm taking the bottle with me. Brett?
Is that a promise?
Yeah,
whatever. There's the door. Don't threaten us.
There's the
Don't
door.
Threaten us.
Don't let it hit you on the way out.
Brett, go for it.
To me, I enjoyed this a lot, but the wood tannins overtook it a little bit too much for me. And even with putting in the adding a little bit of the water,
well, see, years old, some of these older whiskeys are old, but 54% of this is 13 years old.
Right. There's nothing wrong with this. I mean, it's a nice whiskey. It's nice. It's very enjoyable.
And it's interesting. It's a little different.
Yeah, but you know what? If everything tasted the same, you wouldn't want, you know, you need
I'm
that.
I'm saying
you know?
I like the fact that it adds a little diversity. It's not just standard, you know, run-of-the-mill boilerplate bourbon.
Right,
it's
correct.
It's interesting.
Correct. For me, it just had a little bit too many wood tannins with it, you know, for its age. So.
Look, everyone has different palates.
Right.
You're clearly wrong, so that's all right.
Significantly got better with air, and it significantly got better with a couple drops of water.
At 100 proof, you would not think you should add water to this whiskey, but just a little bit.
Tiny little bit.
It really helped it out.
And the finish just went forever as soon as you put the water in it.
That's what I love about this. Such a long finish. Mm-hmm. Justin?
So to me, this tasted a lot more like either a high rye bourbon or a rye rather than just a bourbon.
Yeah, it's a high rye bourbon.
And
good call.
My last three words on it is mouthfeel is very good. What do you think?
Well, thank you, Justin.
All right. Well, moving on, we are going to be rating the Remus Repeal Reserve Mouth Series Feel 5.
It was very good.
Under much words. Protest I from know. The people on the end of this table.
I'm a lawyer. You can't expect me to add.
A 3, but...
Okay, I hate you all, yeah, you I hate you all people. As well. Where's that clip there?
Yeah.
All bastard people.
Yeah, yeah. It anything, deserves a higher anything score. Anything below 4, you guys can just, you know.
Yeah. We got outvoted.
You're a complete bastard and we all hate you.
Yes. Yeah. The young Moving ones. On. The young ones.
All right, we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Our next whiskey is Rabbit Hole Race King Founders Collection Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Say that 3 times fast.
Race King sounds slightly racist.
54.6% alcohol by volume, and it's 107.2 proof. Rabbit Hole was founded in 2012 by Dr. Kaveh Zamanian, a licensed clinical psychologist. Initially starting out as a contract distilling producer, they opened their own state-of-the-art facility and event venue in the Nulu district of downtown Louisville in 2018. This release, latest of their Founders Collection, was named in honor of Kentucky's horse racing history and is made from a 5-grain mash bill, 70% corn, 13% rye, 10% malted rye, 4% chocolate malted wheat, and 3% chocolate malted barley. So
that's a mouthful.
It is. On the nose, I got cocoa, brown sugar, and very light toasted bread. Just the kind of note you get if you like not sure if you had a stroke or not. That like kind toasted of faint wheat. Toasted bread. Wheat,
right? I was more like a pumpernickel.
Yeah.
Just not pumpernickel. I
could see that too.
Yeah. There's not enough rye in here for that to be pumpernickel. You're going to the wrong delis. We got to go out to eat for lunch. Get some good deli food.
On the palate, I got black cherry, huge, with a little bit of leather, oak, chocolate, and tobacco. And the finish was super smooth. This is the best release I've ever had from Rabbit Hole. I was very impressed with it. What did you think, Maury?
I agree with you, Justin. I think all the Rabbit Hole whiskeys have been very well made, but this is really a head and shoulders above most of the other stuff we've had from them. Again, I can't disagree with anything you said on the description, the color of the nose, the palette. I concur with you.
He didn't give a color, Maury. He didn't say. He skipped that color.
It's brown. Drink it down.
Yeah, it's brown.
Is it true that we have to bring our own water?
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down. If it's black, send it back.
Well, thank you, Homer. Again, I think it's got a beautiful viscosity and mouthfeel. I love the palate. I love the chocolate notes. I get this sort of hint of almost a chocolate, the chocolate malt on it. I think somebody said it was sort of reminded you of Mexican chocolate.
That's Bob's note.
Yeah, I like
slightly
that.
Slightly bitter, concept. Slightly sweet, you know, a little bit. Sort of off dry, you know, not milk chocolate.
Yeah, like mole.
That's my style of like mole. Right there. Yeah. Mole. Slightly bitter, almost slightly like a mole. Sweeter.
Yeah. So it's really interesting whiskey in the fact that it's just unique.
Yeah.
And I really can't say I've tried anything quite like it. It really is a standout.
It is a standout.
Yeah. It may not be for everyone because it does have these chocolate notes. There may be some people that get turned off by that. But if you have an open mind, this is fantastic.
It's got a heavy tobacco taste palate on it, too, that it comes through. So besides the chocolate.
I think you're right. A lot of us don't really chew and eat enough tobacco to appreciate that. But those like you who can appreciate that, I think you're right.
I don't. I mean, that's kind of what put me off at first was that tobacco. But it's not.
It's hard to put your finger on it.
It's like a raw, tobacco. That,
yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a tobacco barn kind of tobacco.
Yeah, right. Like not processed tobacco like Marlboro.
Yeah. Right. Not a process.
And a lot of old leather, you know, old worn leather.
Fine Corinthian leather?
You wish it was fine Corinthian leather. Like the kind that they put in the Chrysler Cordoba. Yeah, no, this is definitely, I think, the best thing. We can all pretty much agree. It's the best thing that they've done so far, and they've done some really good stuff.
I like that Cave Hill stuff, and I also like that Boxer Grill.
Yeah, the stuff that's come out from them in the last year and a half is you know, nothing wrong with the stuff before, really, but head and shoulders.
When I first tasted this, that chocolate note was kind of off-putting, because I do like a chocolate barley and chocolate malted whiskeys, but this one is just got a different style to it. It's just, I think it's all that rye.
Well, we're going to be rating the Rabbit Hole Race King Founders Collection Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Maury tell us about our next whiskey.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Old Forester 2021 Birthday Bourbon, coming in at 52% ABV or 104 proof. It is 12 years old. The mash bill is 72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% malted barley. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon is released each September 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday. The 2021 release of the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon was made from a batch of 119 barrels filled on April 16th, 2009, and matured in Warehouse G.
You could say 2009.
Yeah, 2009. Thank you. This year marks Old Forester's 151st anniversary, making it the only bourbon brand with an uninterrupted history sold by the same family company before, during, and after Prohibition. I'm not so sure how they sold it during Prohibition, but it's cool.
Medicinal wear, yeah. Medicinal spirits.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of medicinal. I'm just not sure they were using the birthday bourbon in the medicinal bottles.
Well, they're not talking
the
birthday.
They're talking the brand, not the birthday.
Old Forester.
Forester is patent medicine. It's good for you.
Damn Skippy. Right.
It's got a beautiful mahogany to deep coppery color. The nose, you could spend a lot of time, as Bob would say, just nosing it all day long.
I agree with Bob on this one, too. I could smell this all day
long. The nose is just a symphony. There's berry, there's red raspberry preserves, juicy blackberries, some dried strawberries, and then, of course, some dried herbs and some vanilla creme brulee, even a hint of pecan, a hint of maple syrup, and even a little hint of cocoa. So it's very complex, the nose. I think there's layers upon layers.
I'm getting toasted coconut now, too.
And the more you smell it, the more you'll find different things on the nose. So, again, really fascinating nose. On the palate, it's rich, it's inviting, it's got this wonderful velvety mouthfeel that carries these notes of butter and caramel and burnt sugar, even a baked Linzer cookie, silky. And then it becomes a little peppery and a little bit of spice towards the end. The finish is wonderful. It's lengthy. It's warm. It's subtle. There's just some subdued hints of chocolate and raisin. I can't say enough good things. The birthday bourbon is always a perennial favorite of most of the people at this table. But this year, really, again, seems like a big step up from the last couple of years. While none of those have been anything but exquisite, this one's just even a step up from there. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, for me, this one's like you have that friend that just wants to hug you and just hold you for a long time. That's what this does. It just hugs you and holds you and just brings you in and makes you really enjoy it.
I had a creepy uncle that used to do that, but eventually I told some people and now he's gone away.
So it's very inviting. You know, the nose just it sucks you in. And then once you put it on the palate, it's like, all the notes that you say are there. It's just beautiful.
Interesting. Now I'm getting some cherry, a burst of cherry that I didn't appreciate before.
Yeah, this is, it's, I, you know,
the air, for all the
years,
evolved through the
for
air,
all the years that I had, this is one of the ones that I would get every single year for my birthday being in September. And it's just been over the last couple of years, it's been harder and harder to get. And of course, less and less bottles and more people are catching on to it. And, this is a nice one. This is probably one of the best ones.
Yeah, certainly had the best in the last three to five years.
Yeah, really enjoy this one.
I remember years and years and years ago, you would go to the store and you would find this on the shelf. Yeah. And then you would pick it up and you would look behind it. And there might be one there from last year still behind it. It was like literally the undiscovered bourbon back then. And I could never get over the fact that people didn't clamor for this. But you know, now.
Yeah, they do now.
Yeah, good luck getting it. Live vicariously through us, folks. It's a good evening. I love this job.
It's really unfortunate that not more people can get to enjoy and experience it. And my best advice is go to a great bar or restaurant that has a great whiskey on-premise program. The majority of these bottles are going to go to on-premise, and that allows more people to sample them.
And not only that, it's not a friend or an uncle who's giving you a warm, inviting hug. It's a buxom wench who's picking your pocket at the time, especially at the restaurant. She's taking that money.
Interesting description, Harm.
Well, first off, he'd have to have some money for you to take. We know that ain't happening because we all know his wife.
If you go to the restaurants Maury goes to, we need to have some money.
We all know his wife, and he hasn't seen a $20 bill since about 1998. So, yeah. What did you think, Justin?
So, to me, this was like being a kid at my first state fair. All these bright, bold smells and tastes, lots of sweet and spicy stuff, just mind-blowing. This is the best birthday bourbon I've ever had.
Did you throw up on the roller coaster?
I've had at least half of them.
I thought it was your first.
It was just
really
fantastic. No, it wasn't. This can't be. And the way that it finishes, like slightly dry, after opening up so huge with all these flavors and smells,
is you're exactly right, Justin. Perfect. It opens up super rich and then finishes dry and peppery.
This is great one spice. I did not add water to, and I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not touching this one. This is perfect the way that it is.
I'm just gonna do that. Cool. I've got a little bit left in my glass.
We have
I'm gonna
a
put
brave
a couple drops
man
in here. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Ruin or enhance this next shot.
Super oily.
It may explode and kill us all. Yeah. Like matter and antimatter.
Oh, if you gotta
poof,
go.
He vanished.
The nose did not get better with this few little bit of water I put in there.
If that's all herbal it takes.
That silky rich mouthfeel did not get diluted by that water. But it did kill some of that pepper on the finish. It stays rich and beautiful.
It would take a little to kill that mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It'd take a little bit more than what you put
in. It doesn't
there
end. The mouthfeel.
That mouthfeel is beautiful. And I'm still tasting it.
And the finish just doesn't quit. That's what's beautiful about this.
Can we just oh, wow.
Yeah. It's just, again, I think we've done this every year for how many years?
I know you guys
want
to hear this, but add the water. I think it got better. It got better.
And I really think this is probably the best one we've had in the last at least two or three years.
That's what I said. At least two or three years.
And nothing wrong with last year and the year before, but I think this is definitely...
This is my favorite one since the first release.
That would have
been
me with my mouth open to drink it.
It's the favorite one since the first release. This is head and shoulders above the last couple of releases for
and
me.
And that's the nice thing about birthday is it changes every year. Yeah. You know, every year it's a little bit different. It's got a little bit different flavor profile. We're rating Old Forester Birthday 2021... 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished discussing this year's release of the Old Forester 2021 Birthday Bourbon, a well-deserved five sips.
You know what? This makes me feel bad for all the people who can't get this. This whiskey is insane.
Well, you know what?
Does it say
at least they're getting to hear about it, and now if they do get lucky enough to find a couple of these, they know which ones they're going to get, and they don't end up wasting a lot of money on stuff that's not their profile. So we're doing a service here, gentlemen. We're helping. We're givers. We give. That's what we do. All right. So our next whiskey up is going to be the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, number C921. It's 120.2 proof, 60.1% ABV, Mashville 78 corn, 12 malted barley, and 10% rye. The Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, we've done every release for the last several years. They do three releases a year. It's an uncut, small batch, 12-year-old bourbon, bottled straight from the barrel, released three times per year. The C921 is the third and last batch of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof for 2021. First letter tells you if it's the first, second, or third release, and then 9 and 2-1 is September of 21. So the color on this, it's a beautiful beautiful dark, like a dark old penny. It's got a lovely nose. It's a little bit perfumey. That wasn't there before. That's just starting to come out.
No, that came out there. There was nowhere. There wasn't the floral note earlier.
Yeah, very, very flowery, like a like a flowery perfume. That's new. That wasn't here when we first opened it. You know what it is? We added water to it, and that also helped.
Don't give away the secrets, Bob.
It's got a great. Well, you know, I mean, when you're drinking a cask strength whiskey, sometimes a little water does help open stuff up. So. The nose has gotten significantly better.
I thought the Remus was just only 100 improved with water. Something you should try it. You
know? And this was fine before, but the nose has gotten even better. It's got that flowery note. It's got a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of like a little bit of honey on it.
Brown butter, baby.
Brown butter.
Sure. Yep.
It's got that nuttiness of the brown butter.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. That nose has gotten fantastic. And on the palate, hold on.
Well, the nose is really no longer recognizable as a bourbon.
Come on.
It's so floral and perfumey.
It's still bourbon. Yeah. You're just drinking too much.
Yeah. On the palate, it's got a lot of oak. It's got some tannin up front. It's got a lot of body to it.
But this is the thing, Bob. Before we added the water,
It
was thin. It was weird.
It was a little flat. I mean, it wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination. But it was compared uninspired to,
before the water.
Yeah, because I think the alcohol is so high.
I wouldn't say uninspired. I would say the first two releases I like much better. But the minute that we put water in it and let it sit there and get a little air, this thing went through the roof. It's very palate forward. It's all front palate as opposed to back for me.
It's hitting the back now too, but that's after the air. It wasn't doing it.
It's got a lot of tannin to it. It's got some really, really nice, like dark burnt caramel on it. You know, not sweet by any stretch of the imagination, but it's definitely got that. It's got a little bit of mocha for me, a little bit of sort of coffee chocolatiness, a little bit of nuttiness to it.
This is probably the nuttiest Elijah Craig I've had in a long time, though.
Yeah,
I think more of like cherry bombs with most Elijah Craig, right? Or fruit bombs, per se.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a dark cherry on it, you know, so.
But the nuttiness here is over the top.
Yeah, when I first tasted this, without adding any water or anything, I was just like, oh, man, I'm kind of like let down a little bit. You know, when I first had it, I was
because
like...
Because I thought it was just...
Right. I was expecting... I mean, because we've had so many good ones over the years, and I'm like ready to just dive in
This is the case study for water and time.
This is the sneaky one.
Right. And so then it was like, well, let's add a little bit of water, and... Bam, that really made a huge difference. That brought out a lot of those hidden flavors that we didn't really notice before.
I want to underscore that it brought out flavor, and it was not to bring down the heat. This was not a hot whiskey.
No.
Out of the bottle, it was smooth. It did not drink like 120 proof. It drank no hotter than anything we've had earlier.
But again, this is always my argument for cask strength whiskey, and this is why I always, if there's a choice, I will always reach for the cask strength whiskey, because sometimes you want a little more alcohol. I mean, it just, you know, the flavor. But with a cask strength whiskey, you do have that option of going down. You know, if you start out with 80 or 90 proof, you can't go up. It's already diluted. You can't take water out. You know, if you start out higher and you bring just a little bit of water to it, you know, there's a lot you can do with it. And this one significantly changed. It was pretty good before, but now it's much better.
Agree. 100%.
What do you think, Justin?
I think the change...
The quiet man in the corner?
...was incredible with time and water. And I'm glad we all had the experience of before and after. And I hope if a couple of the listeners out there do the same and they enjoy it more...
Well, this one's more readily available.
This is one you can get.
Yeah. Right. I mean, When I was traveling recently, I saw it on the shelves at more than one location. You know, and I only stopped in at about four places, so... And I saw it on quite a few shows. Morning.
Yeah, the first 20 miles, please.
But I haven't seen this in South Florida yet. But you know,
no, the 921's not here yet. I don't think.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
It was in Georgia and Tennessee, and
it'll get here.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna rate the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C921 a well deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Brent tell us about our next one. So take it away.
Thanks. The next one has been one of my favorites every year when it comes out. It's the old Fitzgerald Bottled in Bond, fall 2021 release, 50% ABV, 100 proof, 11 years old. It's always a different age. It's always 100 proof, but it's always a different age every time it comes out.
Wasn't the 9-year-old one of our favorites?
That was one of my favorites for sure, you know. So,
well, that just goes to show you that
age is a number, yeah. So this is the
She's under the age of consent, and then you can go to jail. Yeah, the more you know, kids.
Yeah, this is the fall 2021 release of the old Fitz Bottled in Bond. With the first release in 2018, each spring and fall, a new edition of the old Fitz Bottled in Bond decanter series is released. Bottled in an ornate decanter inspired by an original 1950 Old Fitzgerald diamond decanter, the series reflects the traditions of both the old Fitzgerald history, tied to John E. Fitzgerald, and the historic Bottled in Bond designation. The ages of the past releases have varied from 9 to 16 years. This fall release was aged in Rickhouse Double E and is the second 11-year-old release in the series, the first being in the spring of 2018. This is a nice dark copper penny color. I like that. It's, we got some like on the nose, get a little bit of spice off it, right a bit, some peppermint. Get some chocolate and oak, some little baking spices, and some it's like a dark cherry on the palate. Let's see here. This is you get some you get that brown sugar, you get some butterscotch, some chocolate, get a little bit of oak to it. I get some nuttiness, like an almond there to it.
Definitely almond. Good call.
Yeah. This, when I first had it, I was like, oh man, I was looking forward to it. And again, we added a couple drops of water to it, and bam, it just, it also improved. I was, you know, both of these ones from Elijah Craig.
Just to show you, it's not about the proof.
Yeah.
We're changing the solubility.
Right, and this is a bottle and bond. This is 100 proof.
Yeah. And again, that's why I always like to get the higher proof, because you have more of an ability to learn. Yeah.
It's only at 100, so just a few drops of water. It still really made it better. We didn't water it out.
It did. It's and it really kind of brought it back to life for me, just like the barrel proof. I was like, oh. Both of these improved so much with that little bit of water. I was so happy.
This just made me a happy little camper.
But I think it's important to underscore that these whiskeys don't need a cup full or even a cap full of
just
water.
They need a
few drops.
Just a couple drops.
I mean, really, you can always add a few more drops. You can't take them back.
Well, you can always add more whiskey if you own the bottle, which is, you know, yeah, I encourage that. Own the bottle.
You have a full bottle.
Yeah, but if you're in a bar, you got to go slow with the whiskey, with the water.
Yeah. I always blame my wife.
Not if you have somebody else's credit card, you know.
That's right. Bob, can we have your credit card?
You like that thing would work? Please. At this point, it's smooth. There's not even any raised numbers left. Good Lord. What'd you think, Justin?
So this reminded me, if Yoo-Hoo made a cherry flavor and spiked it, that would be this release.
I knew I should have just not gone to him.
What are we going to rate it?
Should have just rated it.
Okay, we're going to move on to the ratings now. Dear Lord.
I really enjoyed it.
I didn't get that much cherry. I agree with Brent with the almonds. The nuttiness here is just gorgeous. There's tons of cherry. And until you said mint, I couldn't figure out what that was. It's quite a bit.
Yeah, peppermint. Bit, yeah,
right at the end there.
All right. Well, we're going to be rating the old Fitzgerald Bottled in Bond, fall 2021 release, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us to our last whiskey of the evening, and that is the King of Kentucky 2021 release.
It's good to be the king.
Yes, it is. Age 14 years. It is barrel. We have barrel number 7, 65% ABV. I got ABC, but what's the difference? 130 proof, 79% corn, 11% rye.
You need to have your secretary to type these up, Bob.
I did. 10% malted barley. This was aged in Warehouse I, floor 3, Rick 7. King of Kentucky was established in 1881 as a straight bourbon whiskey. Brown Foreman acquired the brand in 1936, and in 1940 converted it to a blended whiskey. Oh, no. And it was discontinued in 68. In 2018, they revived the label. King of Kentucky.
You know why it was discontinued in 68?
Because it was a blended whiskey.
Nobody was drinking it.
Because I wasn't worthy. It's all about me. I was
so this is an annual release of single barrel inventory featuring barrel strength, minimally filtered proof presentation. This year's release is 14 years old, comes from 33 selected barrels with an average yield of 30%. Approximately 2,700 bottles available for the entire planet. And like last year's release, the King will be released mainly in Kentucky with a limited distribution in Ohio and Illinois. Meaning
Planet
like,
Bob Universe. This is why the aliens like are visiting. They're coming for this.
Two stores in Ohio and two stores in Illinois. So let's delve into this one and see what we think. Did anybody else hear that, or was that just in my head?
Hear what?
Okay.
Hear what?
That was in your head.
I so look forward to this time of the year every year. The King has never disappointed us. It is the King. On the nose, it's just dark, dark burnt caramel, chocolate, like burnt
with,
orange
with
peel.
Red glints.
Cinnamon, a little bit of citrus. And again, on the palate, it's huge. It is absolutely massive when you let that roll across your tongue. It's like a semi going down your throat. It's just dark, dark caramel, dark, dark fruit, baking spice, citrus on the back palate I get, and I get a little bit of toasted coconut on the front, just a slight bit of cocoa. It's just in the finish. I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to still be tasting this. I mean, it's just fantastic. What did you guys think? If you say anything other than it's fantastic, then I'm cutting you out of the show.
What the hell?
It's not scotch, Bob. It's not scotch. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, this is what you look for when you're looking for something really special. Because this is
beyond that.
Right. I mean, the mouthfeel that this gives you, just a complete coating. It's hard to describe, but it just covers your entire mouth, and the finish just won't quit. It's there and there and there and there, and it doesn't stop.
I took a sip before Bob started talking.
You're still tasting it. It's like it's very worthy of the name King, that's for sure.
Every year when this box comes and I open up cardboard box and I see the box that this comes in, because it's the same box every year, I open up and I see that box and I squeal like a 6-year-old girl.
And when you mention that burnt orange, it's like when you're at a bar and they take the oranges and twist it and burn it. And it's
that's what I'm tasting. Yeah.
It's like exactly that.
It's
you know?
Exactly it's
like,
that.
Exactly like that.
Oh.
I really don't have anything, not even remotely negative, to say about this. So
I don't have 15 bottles.
Bob, did you add water?
Yeah.
That's negative.
Did you add water, Bob?
I am never going to add water to this. And there's a simple reason why. One, I'm scared to death that it'll water it down. And two, I'm scared to death that if I add water, it'll get better and I won't be able to handle it. Because if this got any better,
I'm doing it, dude. I'm doing it right now.
I'd probably lose my mind.
Actually, well, recorded live. We're not live. The show's not live. We're recording.
But no, we're not live. We're all zombies.
And I've got what? I've got like 20 mils left in my glass.
Oh, my God. That's sacrilegious.
And I'm holding a bottle of water up there. I'm not even using the little dropper.
It's live when you said it, but not when you heard it.
Oh, yes.
Animal.
I'm an animal. That's my... The nose.
Okay. Heathen.
I messed up the nose. The nose was better before.
You just wasted yourself. You wasted a nice drink.
Am I the only one who takes great joy in the fact that he ruined it for himself?
Put that in my spit bucket. I'll take care of it.
You know, the proof isn't nearly high enough to kill whatever he's got. I'm just saying.
True.
All right, fine. The nose was better without, but the palate is still there. Nothing can kill this palate.
No, nothing. Honestly, you could pour 2 gallons of water in it. I don't think you're not going to kill this.
There's very lot of whiskeys claim toasted coconut. I taste it here.
This it's fantastic.
I would skip paying the minimum payment of my credit card to buy a shot of this.
What do you mean would?
Okay, did.
Yeah. You missed a house payment to buy one of these, because that's about what it's going to cost you.
For a bottle.
Yeah.
A house payment for a bottle. The first shot, the minimum.
We're giving
on a
the King of
bill.
Kentucky 2021 obviously, five sips. Yeah. You know why we're giving it five? Because we're not allowed to give six.
Right.
Sure we can. I say
five. Well, that's all the time we have for today, because honestly, where are we going to go from here?
Right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio, and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, pretty much any place you can listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find this show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google to play podcasts, Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip, Suds, Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. You can also check us
Instagram?
Out. I was trying before you interrupted me.
No. Okay, go.
You can also check us out on Instagram at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, or at Made Man Bob, or at Harm is an Interrupting Pain in the Butt. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help to us. You can also check out Brent Moore and myself on Facebook at the Bourbon Mafia. Bourbon Mafia is a charitable organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals. We want to thank our co-hosts for joining. Heck with that. You should be thanking me.
Thank you, Bob. You're right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. You know what we need to thank?
I'm coming, Elizabeth. This is the big one.
We need to thank the brands for sending us all the samples for these. We really appreciate it every year that they do send us the samples of all their limited releases, because we know how rare these are and how few they have to sell. So thank you to all of the guys, especially Brown-Forman. Just hint. Next time, big bottle. thank you, Brent.
You know, it's a pleasure. Thank God I don't make an infinity bottle from all of this.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a wonderful day in the basement.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you.
And we're gone.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.